Welcome back. We'd like to welcome Ron Goches to the show. Ron is a member of Unión del Barrio, an organization based in San Diego that has worked in San Diego for the last 20 years, fighting to defend the rights of Mexicanos living in the U.S. Ron joins us to discuss the recent surge of national-wide immigrant rights organizing and President Bush's plan to send the National Guard to the U.S.-Mexico border. Ron just wrote recently a fine piece in the Unión del Barrio website. So welcome to the show, Ron, to Voices from the Frontlines.
Thank you very much, brother. Thank you for having me. Yeah, you know, as Unión del Barrio, we understand very clearly, man, that this whole, you know, plan by Bush and the conservatives right now is something that we're going to have to, you know, prepare for. And we know that the only way that we can defend ourselves is to build a really strong organization that's disciplined, that's militant, and has a clear analysis of what's going on, right?
Mm-hmm.
We can't settle for this Hegel-Martinez compromise, because
mm-hmm.
we know that either the Hegel-Martinez compromise, the Kennedy-McCain, or the H.R. 4437, all of them are going to bring more migras or immigration officers. They're going to bring more raids. They're going to bring more deaths to the border. So we know very clearly our analysis that we're against any one of these bills that proposes further militarization of the border and of our communities.
Well, Ron, you know, I was reading your piece, and I really, like I said, I really did appreciate a couple things on it. One is a pretty straight one conversation about the role of the Democratic Party and how many ways they were trying to, they have attempted to essentially take over this upsurge of this movement that came out in the last 2 months and have been sort of pushing on a couple of things, right? One is the U.S. flag, so therefore we can look that we want to assimilate into a society that, in many ways, as Dr. King said, is already burning. So why would you even want to be assimilate into a building that's already burning? And two, I would say that you're raising the debate around, I think, some important theoretical debates about what is the history of Mexicanos, what's the history of the Southwest, as an important debate, because I feel like in this whole question, that's been lost. You know, one time there was, you know, folks who would say, hey, this is, you know, occupied Aztlan. This is, you know, a land that's already been occupied and we are a separate nation. And then there's other folks who are saying, no, you know, this is one nation. It's Mexico dividido. Yet that debate is completely gone. Why do you think that where is that, I mean, outside of Unión del Barrio, and I know a couple other organizations like, you know, the Southwest Network, who has a very, you know, tight analysis of how to understand the problems of imperialism. In many ways, that's been lost as a tradition, or even that segment of the movement has been lost to a certain degree. Would you agree, or?
We agree, you know, but we have the Unión del Barrio. This is our 25th anniversary mm-hmm. this year, and that's a line that we've kept strict from the very first day. You know, we do recognize it as Mexico Ocupado, or Occupied Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
This is the land that has always belonged to the indigenous people, you know, and we ask the question, when the Europeans first came, who gave them amnesty or citizenship or a green card, right? So we understand our discourse is the following. This is our land, so we shouldn't have to beg for even something such as amnesty, because, you know, it's silly that we're asking for amnesty when we live on our own land, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's a question of the Democratic Party and so on and so forth. You know, we have to be very wary right now, very wary of the different so-called or self-appointed community leaders out there who are, you know, telling us that we're winning because we've defeated H.R. 4437 and so on and so forth. But we know very clearly that it is not the case, because if something like Hegel-Martinez passes, that is a huge loss for our people, because, like I said, it's going to increase militarization,
mm-hmm.
right? So they tell us today we march, tomorrow we vote.
Mm-hmm.
We're sorry, as an individual, we say vote for who? For the Democratic Party? Historically, again, what has the Democratic Party done for us?
Mm-hmm.
You have to remember 1994, William Jefferson Clinton. He's the one that put Operation Gatekeeper at the border in San Diego. That's killed more than 4,000 human beings since then. You know, he's the one that signs NAFTA,
mm-hmm.
which is the one that, you know, led to 2 million Mexicanos leaving Mexico to come here to northern Mexico, right? So we have to remember, if we're going to vote, who are we voting for, you know? And, you know, we have to see if it's a coalition. It's the Democrats. It's the NGOs, the unions, and unfortunately now the church, who is a group that really we see are bargaining the rights and the lives of our people kind of for their own purposes. So we really are wary of that, and we have the community, you know, we let them know that the only way that we will be able to defend ourselves from these migra raids, from these attacks against our community, is through organization, you know. And there's groups out there who are trying to organize nationwide marches and these huge movements, but they don't have a single barrio organized here locally.
Mm-hmm.
We say we need the ability, the sophistication to organize ourselves. Tomorrow, when there's a migra raid down the street, what are we going to do about it?
Mm-hmm. Well, Ron, why don't you help us understand? I mean, I know Unión has been in San Diego for many years, and I'm pretty sure you've seen firsthand what the growing militarization of the U.S.-Mexico border looks like, and what would the 700 more additional mile, Sensenbrenner's bill is talking about 700. I heard last week they've approved about 500 more miles of fencing around the border, and or even the concept of, you know, Bush's plan to put 6,000 National Guardsmen out there. What would this mean for the community? How does this look like? How does that increase repression? Obviously, not only on migrants and immigrants, but even among oppressed nationalities, particularly among Chicanos. How would that look, the concept of the growing militarization of that area?
Right. We have it very clear. This is low-intensity warfare against our people. And, you know, I was in San Diego for 5 years, and if you, in case some of you have never been to the border down there, there's not just one fence now, there's three. So if you cross one fence, you have to hop another and then another. So what people are doing is they're not going through there, they're going around, and that's when they're dying in the deserts, right? Mm-hmm. So we see that these fences that are trying to put up in strategic locations are only going to lead to more and more deaths at the border. We have to have in mind that this, just in the past week, at the San Diego-Tijuana border, U.S. agents shot and killed a Mexicano on Mexicans, on the Mexican side, right? And we know that this is because they feel empowered by this recent announcement by President Bush about they're going to get the backup with 6,000 National Guardsmen. This week also in Texas, you had a guy who was ran over by the Border Patrol. And these people, they feel empowered. And when there's 6,000 more agents at the border, they tell us that they're not going to be doing any apprehensions. But come on, let's not kid ourselves. We know they're going to be there, and they're going to be apprehending people. And you have to remember, the people who are coming from Iraq right now who are being told, shoot anything that moves, they're the ones that are going to be put at the border attacking our people.
Well, Ron, why don't you – I think those are important questions that you're raising about how life looks like in the border. Why do you think that in many ways – you know, and I guess I have a lot of agreement with what Union is talking about many forces in the community who make huge compromises on some bills that are going to be really bad, from the growing, you know, fence of the U.S.-Mexico border to all these concepts of tiers, you know, folks who have misdemeanors or felonies, or folks who already had a citation of deportation might not qualify for any form of legalization.
Right.
But at the other hand, though, I would say, not to defend these groups, but in many ways, also the national landscape looks pretty bad, right? I mean, we're talking about, we have to convince about 700 folks, you know, a lot of folks who don't live by the border. What could we do in contrast to not asking for these compromises? What is the movement what is going to take for us to build a strong enough movement where we can change the debate, and actually not only just change the debate, which I think is important, but in fact, how do we change policy? How do you envision that? Because to me, that's always been the big question, right? I mean, in other words, I know that I have huge disagreements around, you know, the Kennedy-McCain bill, the Martinez compromise that they're talking about right now. But then what is our alternative to us not being able to win a comprehensive plan?
Right. Well, you know, if we believe that we can win with, you know, in the Senate, that's based upon the assumption that we can even influence these people who we know are multimillionaires, who have no interest in our community, and a lot of them are pretty much openly racist, right? So we feel is that, you know what, regardless, and this has to be very clear, that regardless of what passes or does not pass in the Senate this or next month, H.R. 4437, Kennedy-McCain, all of these, we have to remember, Bush just announced on TV last week, he's already implementing all of the major parts of H.R. 4437. Mm-hmm. So whatever passes or doesn't pass, this is already going to be a reality. So what is our alternative? This is what we pose as Unión del Barrio, is that we organize our communities. Organize our communities in a fashion that's disciplined and militant. What does that mean? That means that we know that we can't rely on any other forces to defend us. We have to defend ourselves. And that's the only way that we're going to be able to step up to these raids, all these attacks. And we have to know that today we have these marches of a million people, right? And they're beautiful and they're wonderful. Mm-hmm. But we have to study history, and we have to know that in the very near future we will not be able to have these public demonstrations because the repression is going to be too heavy. Mm-hmm. So we have to prepare for what's to come. And, you know, those of you who are interested, you know, check out uniondelbarrio.org to get a little bit more information about us and, you know, and more of our strategies, how we plan to organize.
Well, let me I got about 2 more minutes on the show. I wanted to get to talk to you a little bit about What's at least on your radar? I hear what you guys are talking about. Like, obviously, I think that the big question is how do we move those million people now into an organized fashion, right? How do they join a movement, given that up to this moment it's been a generally spontaneous reaction against a pretty crazy law?
Right, right, and that definitely, right? It's beautiful to see our people and see all people of all colors and shades protesting a million strong. That's more than beautiful, but how many of those people belong to organizations, right? And that's what we really push, is the concept of organization. When certain people tell us to vote and that's going to be our way to salvation, we tell them you're wrong. When they tell us that the NGOs or that certain of these organizations are going to be the ones that are going to have our backs, we say, no, we have to be part of an organization. But, you know, it doesn't have to be Unión del Barrio. Join. There's many organizations out there. The point is to be part of an organization, because people sometimes say, well, I'm not going to get involved, I'm afraid. Well, you know what? I'd be afraid to not be involved, because then you have no one to back you up. So I think that there are options out there, and we really have to be serious about, you know, what is it going to take for us to defend ourselves as a people and you know, see what are the demands? What are the demands? Our demands are real simple. And to the militarization of the border, full legalization, no amnesty. We're not going to beg for any crumbs. Full legalization for all. The end to the migra raids and the immediate removal, of course, of the troops at the border.
Well, thank you, Ron. Give us the website for Unión del Barrio once more time so people can get in contact with you.
All right. Our website is uniondelbarrio.org, or they can email us at udb_la@yahoo.com.
Thank you, Ron Goches. That's the end of today's program for Voices from the Frontlines. This is your host, Manuel Criollo. Thank you for joining us. We'd like to thank our guests, Hayoung Lee, Bill Goodman, and Ron Goches. Today we heard music from Charles Mingus, Mos Def, Amparo Ochoa, and Ali Primera. You can listen to previous shows at www.thestrategycenter.org and send comments to voices@thestrategycenter.org. We'd like to thank our producer, Alan Minsky, our production assistant, Lisa Adler, our engineer, Magula Peak, and we will see you in 2 weeks for Voices from the Frontlines Radio. Don't miss this evening at 8 p.m., the strategy session with Antonio Gonzalez, and up next is Beneath the Surface with Susie Wiseman. So thanks.